typical murderers. Some plan their crimes meticulously, while others kill on impulse.
It's Jason Voorhees.
Fred Krueger, Mother. Fred Krueger!
It is time, Michael.
When there is no more room in hell.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
The dead.
What's your favorite scary movie?
We'll walk the earth.
I'm eternal, child. I am the eater of...
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
The boogeyman is real.
Here's Johnny.
The blackest eyes.
Every year.
The devil's eyes.
Don't fall asleep.
It's got a death curse.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Death Curse Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Barker, and joining me tonight is Kent Mullins.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Jesse Gilbert.
Hey, guys.
And Ben DiAtley.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Now for tonight's episode, we will be discussing a somewhat recent film, actually fall of 2016 to be exact. And this particular film, I would say, was pretty highly anticipated at the time considering the cast and the director, with names such as Malcolm McDowell, Jeff Daniel Phillips, Richard Brake, Lou Temple, Sherry Moon Zombie, and of course, director Rob Zombie, just to name a few. And if you haven't figured it out just by hearing those names and the time frame, I'm referring to Rob Zombie's 31. So for tonight's episode, we have our squad on to discuss this film for what I like to call yay or nay. Now, thinking back in the fall of 2016, I remember very vividly that there was a special one-night early screening for 31. And the closest one for me at the time was like fucking 60 miles away. So I was like, I don't know if I want to go or not. But I can't remember what the hell was going on that night, but something came up and I just remember that I couldn't make it. So, and then of course, after I finally get the chance to see 31, I'm actually glad I didn't bother driving the 60 miles because it would have been a long and disappointing ride home, to say the least. Now, I do have to say that I was pretty disappointed in this film. The plot was definitely a cool idea, but this movie for me definitely did not do it for me at all. It definitely failed to deliver pretty much in all aspects. Now, maybe I had too high of expectations for this, being that I do like some of Rob Zombie's films. I'd say I'm about 50-50 on that, but the ones that I do like, I think are fucking badass. But there was a lot left on the table with this film. And like I said, I'm about 50-50, but I really like the idea behind it. And with the cast, I thought this movie would be a fucking definite home run. I mean, a grand slam for that matter, like Devil's Rejects platform. But for me, it was more like a standing there at the plate, staring at the ball, striking out. I mean, it just was a big disappointment for me, which we can elaborate more on that later. But moving on to initial first responses before we get into the finer details, Kent, yay or nay, and first reactions.
I'm with you. I'm going to have to go with nay. And a real quick first reaction for why is it's every single Rob Zombie cliche wrapped up into one movie, followed by nonsensical quote-unquote horror.
Well, I can definitely understand that thought process, but I'm sure there are maybe one or two Rob Zombie. You got to like Devil's Rejects. I mean, come on, who the fuck doesn't like Devil's Rejects, right?
I love Devil's Rejects.
All right, so you do have at least one Rob Zombie film that you like, so you're not going to bash on it.
And I'm okay with House of a Thousand Corpses.
All right, so just making sure that you're not bashing it just because it's an RZ film, right?
No, not at all. That's not the case here at all.
Okay, perfect. All right, moving on to Jesse. Yay or nay, first reactions?
Definitely a yay for me. First reactions, why? I'm a big Rob Zombie fan. I'm also a huge fan of the predecessors of this, like The Running Man and Slashers. It was nice to see kind of an updated version of that take.
Gotcha. And Benjamin, yay or nay, first thoughts?
Yeah, I'm definitely with Jesse on this. I'm going to say yay. It's a hardcore, just blood-soaked circus filled with crazy clowns. I mean, what is not to love about that?
What's that about clown business?
Yeah, definitely.
Gotcha. All right, so Kent and I are on the nay squad. Ben and Jesse on the Nay Squad, so we will hash this out. So, first of all, before I get too negative about this, for me personally, on the positive side, there were some things that I did like about the movie. Like I said, maybe I'm a little bit harsh because I had really high expectations for this film just because I thought it was just a great fucking idea for the plot. As soon as I heard about it, I'm like, that's fucking badass. You know, definitely going to be something that I'm going to be interested in seeing. And like I said, I'm just glad that I didn't waste the 60-mile drive over there, but whatevs. So there were a couple cool death scenes. I really liked the chainsaw scene. And there was a couple other cool scenes in there. And there was a great cast. And like Kent said about Rob Zombie, I mean, you do see a lot of the same people in his films. But with this one, yeah, we did see some of those same people, but we saw them all in combination. So with that being said, I thought, well, with the idea behind the movie for the plot and with the people involved with this great fucking cast, this should be a home run. And like I said, unfortunately, it was not. Now, for me, the one awesome thing about this movie, if I had to say what is my favorite part about this or what was the best thing about this movie, two words, Richard Brake. That guy is fucking amazing and absolutely killed it in this movie. That guy plays like the perfect creep. I mean, he, look at him in Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. Look at him in this movie. I mean, the dude just straight up has the creepy vibe and the look going for him. So to me, that was the best thing about this movie is every part that he's in, he fucking killed it. So moving on with the Nay Squad, Kent, where were you at with all that?
As far as, you know, if I had to pick out something that I liked about the movie, I would go with him as well, but also liked the little fella. What is his, what's his name in the movie? Something head, of course. Everything ends in head.
Oh, you're talking about, Sick Poncho.
Head. Yeah. Sick head. Yeah. I like that character, but if I just have to real quick break it down as to why I, as a whole, why I didn't like the movie. We'll probably get into that later, won't we?
Yeah. Not so much about why you disliked. I just was talking about before we get into some of the hate, just what were your thoughts on the positives for the movie for you?
The positives. Okay. So like you, I thought that going in, well, I didn't have very high expectations going in because of Lords of Salem and what he had given us with the Halloween franchise. But the idea, the premise, sounded really badass to me. And, like you, I was semi excited to see it. But kind of like M. Night Shyamalan, I have gradually lost respect for him as a filmmaker over the years, which M. Night, you know, redeemed himself with Split. But yeah, I was semi-excited, didn't have my hopes all that high, really dug the premise from what I had read, and ultimately wasn't really let down because it was kind of what I expected it would be.
Fair enough. Now for the Yay Squad. I'm sure you guys have tons of fucking positives, but just break it down. First reactions and the main things that stick out to you for the most part as far as what you really liked about the film. And I'll let Ben start.
Okay, well, I mean, you had already mentioned Richard Brake, Doomhead, Sickhead. So I'll say Psychohead, Lou Temple's character. I absolutely loved Lou Temple. Clown with a chainsaw. It's just, you know, if that's not horror, it's great. Rob Zombie always gives us great visuals. Not only, you know, with his films, also stage show or his music videos, whatever he's doing, you know, you're in for something. And I don't know. I think maybe he may have tried a little too much. You know, everyone, you kind of have to forget about Devil's Rejects, as hard as that is. And I know that this film leaves a lot of questions unanswered, but I think that's kind of the charm to it. Remember back to like the first, you know, House of Thousand Corpses. We didn't really know what was going on there. So I think there's a lot of positive to it. I mean, the cast was great. It was Rob Zombie's normal cast. If you don't know who they are by now, I mean, you kind of expect to see that. Shit, I don't know what else to say there, man. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I got you.
I lost there. Fuck.
No, you're right on point with everything else. I mean, yeah, the cast is pretty much similar. It is what it is with that. And I have no problem at all with putting your boys or your squad in the film. I have no issue with that. Just give us a good fucking film. That's all I ask. You can parade your buddies around all day long, and that's fine and dandy, but you better crank out a product if you're going to do that, or we're going to get sick and fucking tired of seeing them in all your goddamn shit movies. So he just didn't deliver on this. I know the movie has its fans, and people can say, well, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And I can say, well, you don't know what the fuck you're watching then, because this movie was definitely a letdown. I mean, you can still like it, but I think you probably would admit that there was definitely somewhat of a letdown as far as with the plot details. I mean, when I was reading articles and shit, and I'm like, man, this is going to be badass. There's a lot of potential here. And then all of a sudden it's like, this is like a fucking game show. I mean, what kind of bullshit is this? And I love Malcolm McDowell, but those characters just looked ridiculous. And there really wasn't much to be said as far as that goes. I know they're basic characters, but I mean, come on. To me, that was just a waste of using Malcolm McDowell. But yeah, I know that the original idea wasn't going to have it as the game show aspect. And I'm sure that's something that Jesse will probably bring up later. But moving forward for the Yay Squad, Jesse, your turn.
All right. So it was supposed to be a game show. What it wasn't supposed to be was three fucking people in a weird ass house conducting it where only they could see it. It was actually supposed to be a little bit more like Running Man and Slashers, whereas it's this whole underground movement where like a lot of people are involved, a lot of people are viewing it, people are placing bets on it, etc. So that's where he kind of deviated from the original intention he discussed when making it. My number one favorite thing, though, about this movie is the chainsaw dueling sequence. I am a big sucker for that classic scene. That was made famous back in Motel Hell. I have not seen a chainsaw dueling scene as good as Motel Hell until this movie.
Yeah, that was a badass scene, and I think I mentioned the chainsaw part earlier. Definitely great shit and a good addition to something that was otherwise pretty weak up until that point. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I think we're all kind of on the same page as far as what the positives were. So now, as far as moving on to some of the negatives and just kind of what ruined it for you, since I'm on the Nay Squad, of course, we'll just go ahead and start with Kent. And outside of the positives, which obviously you did find some positives in it, let's go to the shit show and what ruined it for you.
Well, I'll start with the chainsaw clown scene.
Really?
Like you guys, I think that had the potential to be one of the coolest scenes in the entire movie. But the second the battling actually starts, it's like a fucking earthquake happens. And everything's so damn shaky, and I couldn't even tell what was really happening. And the only way that I could figure out what had happened was after the dust had settled and I could see who was injured and who wasn't. But as a whole, one of the first notes that I wrote down, like halfway through the movie, I wrote, "This movie seems as if somebody gave directorial power to a 13-year-old who won a contest on 4chan, and then they told him, hey, you should try to make a quote-unquote artsy horror movie, because it seems like he tries so hard for it to be artsy, and it's just the same regurgitated shit over and over. It's inbred rednecks, gratuitous use of the word fuck, which I don't have a problem with as long as it's not just a throwaway word, but it's every other word. And after a while, it just gets annoying. Just disgusting sexual references that, once again, I have no issue with. I'm a pretty foul person myself, but when it's purposeless and pointless, it just, once again, I find it annoying. It's, you know, like I said, every Rob Zombie cliche, I'll go down the checklist here. Rednecks, check. Gratuitous language, check. Sexually explicit, check. Freeze frame on a dead face. And then slide, check. Sherry Moon Zombie, check. The only thing we're missing here is Ken Foray to make it a complete Rob Zombie movie. And then, you know, to go on, just stupid shit that I didn't understand the point. It's like, oh, he's a midget and he's Hitler. He's got Hitler face paint. Nazis, scary.
Nazis
are scary. We're just supposed to equate this to, ooh, this is scary, see, because he's got a swastika. It's just so, and then the drag queen killer, like, it's just fucking stupid. Like, I hate this fucking movie. I hate it.
Tell us how you really feel.
I just think it's, I think it's horrible. It's just, it's water torture just sitting through it.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm going to back you up and I'm just going to agree with everything you just said. This movie fucking sucks. It is a goddamn letdown and it's a fucking shame too. And I think everything that you just said just puts Rob Zombie like in the typecast now of the next time he makes a movie, well, we're going to see fucking Richard Brake. We're going to see Jeff Daniel Phillips. We're going to see Sherry. And the list just goes on and on outside of a couple other people. I mean, you can expect the same. And of course, he is making the follow up to Devil's Reject. So we're going to see the same fucking faces again in that for the most part, but that'll be the test for him to kind of put him in his place, because if he dicks around with that movie, he's going to fucking just ruin himself with the horror fans, which I don't think he's going to do, but we'll just have to see. But after seeing 31, like I said, I'm kind of 50-50 on the zombie shit, but this one just was absolute fucking, to me, just garbage. It was almost one where you just want to turn it off. It's that bad. There's so much left on the table. Like I said, I love the plot idea, but I mean, what in the fuck were you thinking, Rob Zombie? Jesus, I don't know. So I agree with you as far as everything that you said. I'll back you up on that. If somebody else, I'd like to see somebody else tackle this, maybe Eli Roth or something like that. I mean, just anybody else for that matter, take the same exact idea, get rid of the over the top bullshit and the stupid ass game show aspect of it, and give it that dark, gritty, everything that we want to see, the gory, gritty aspect, and take that idea and run with it. So for the Yay Squad, I mean, you guys got to have some criticism for it. Ben, I'll let you start with that. There's got to be something in there that you weren't exactly thrilled with.
Oh, yeah, definitely Malcolm McDowell. I totally agree with you on that. That was fucking just stupid. I didn't understand that at all. I could have done without that. I think if you just kind of deleted that whole game show aspect of it, it's a great film. Stick to the actual characters, you know, the kill, the hunt, the fighting, whatever. Leave the whole, I don't even know what the hell they were, powdered wigs and whatever, you know, leave that alone. I mean, I guess maybe that plays into, you know, I mean, this was on Halloween, so maybe, you know, that's their costumes or whatever, but definitely could have done without that. But really overall, man, I mean, you said, you know, that you wanted the kills, and I feel the kills were there. I feel like the blood was there, the grittiness, everything was there.
Well, partially. Let me clear that up a little bit, because Kent hit it right on the nose. Is I liked that scene, but he's right, and I have to agree with him that the direction, you know, the direction on it wasn't all there. It was a little bit of jumbled. It was pretty busy, but in reality, if something like that is going on, you would expect it to be a busy scene. But I think they could have done a lot better with the camera work as far as the big picture goes. But I did like that scene. But like with you saying, as far as the gore is there, the kills are there, they're to me, they were just weak, or the direction was off on it. It just didn't work for me in any aspect. And like I said, the only thing, and actually, no, let me back that up. As far as, like I said, Malcolm McDowell, that to me, that was a waste of using him. He is a great actor, very well known, obviously very well respected. And to me, that was like a slap in the face as far as a character for him. It just didn't work. Now, who could replace him and step in that role? I don't know, but it really doesn't matter. It wouldn't make or break if somebody else was in there. Some of the cast members, you could have changed them out for other people, and it would not have made this film any better. It was just obviously Rob Zombie putting his fucking squad in the films, which, like I said, I have no problem with that. Just give us a good fucking film. But it just didn't really have, I didn't really think that there was that much buildup. And I mean, you know what's going to happen from one scene to the next. Okay, we're going to move on from this, and now we're going to move on to the next group or whatever you want to call them. So it was just pretty, I guess, it took the guesswork out of it for you. You know what the fuck's going to happen next. And with that in mind, since you don't have to worry about anticipation or trying to play detective and figure out who's going to do what. They could have delivered on the other aspects, and that's where I think they just failed. So, Jesse, your turn.
So there's a couple things I'll agree and disagree with here. I have to agree with Kent to a degree as far as the look of the film, the camera angles, a lot of the shots. It wasn't – if you take into all Rob Zombie's movies together, this one was probably the weakest as far as actual camera work went. It was just kind of all over the place. That was kind of a disappointment. I agree on the whole Malcolm McDowell situation. This whole family thing, yeah, it was kind of creepy, but I kind of felt like it was a weird version of Trading Spaces meets Manhunt. I mean, it got really weird, the whole weird bets that they were doing. And here's where I disagree with you guys. I wanted it to be the game show. But when he said it was going to be an underground game show, I wanted it to be, like, still on that level of Slashers and Running Man, where I wanted it to be this bigger production of a game show, this underground thing, like an almost more of a hostile angle, where you got the people in the booths that are, you know, bidding on the people, but, you know, bets instead of bidding. Like, some creepy, weird, fucked up environment like that, I think would have served the movie 10 times better with the whole weird Malcolm McDowell family situation.
Oh, definitely. And I totally agree with that. And I would have had no problem with that either. But what they showed us in 31 to me was just fucking weird. It just really didn't make a whole lot of sense. It really wasn't scary. The film had a couple eerie moments here and there, but really I'm going to give those to Richard Brake and his awesome performance. He was really what brought the creepiness to this movie. Outside of that, I really didn't find this movie to be that eerie or scary or anything else. I mean, there were a couple parts where you're like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. But then the bad portions just really overshadow everything else. And as you said, as far as the camera work, this being the weakest, I definitely would have to agree with you on that, Jesse. There's no doubt. To me, it seemed very, very hurried. And thinking back, when I'm trying to think back now because it's been a couple of years or so, especially when they first announced it, I don't really remember them being like in any big hurry or crunch time as far as getting this film out. So I think that the time frame allotted for them to go through full production and come up with a finished product was there. But to me, I don't know what you guys think, but I just thought that it seemed very hurried. And like I said, definitely agree with you on the camera work. It's got to be the worst out of all of his films. There is no doubt about that. But the thing that I guess that just pisses me off the most about it is just the potential that was there. My biggest problem with watching it is what this movie could have been. I mean, imagine if anybody else, probably for that matter, would have written and directed this movie, what we possibly could have gotten. Because, like I said, the options are endless. So on the nay side, Ken, I don't know if you would agree with that or not.
I absolutely agree with that. This movie under anybody else would be better under literally anybody else. Another thing that's important to note is this piece of shit was crowdfunded. So if I had donated money and this is what, first off, the shot in, you know, most of the movie takes part in one location, which is essentially a warehouse. Or what looks like underground tunnels and stuff. So they couldn't have spent that much money on filming locations. Second off, 90% of the cast is people that Rob Zombie is close with. One of which including being his wife. So they're really, Rob, you couldn't fucking pay for this pile of shit yourself. This is what you gave thousands and thousands of people that gave their money to you to do this, you being a millionaire, and this is what you gave them. That's something that angers me pretty greatly about this film.
Yeah, I totally forgot about the crowdfunding aspect, so that makes it even fucking worse as far as I'm concerned. But when I think about, just in general, why in the fuck does Robbie need to crowdfund anything for that matter? He has enough films under his belt, he has enough clout. He ought to be able to do it without crowdfunding, but maybe there was a reason for that. It's been a couple of years back, and I just don't remember back that far as the finer details, as far as the crowdfunding go. But still, yeah, you're right, and I agree. If it's crowdfunded, then yeah, if I had given money to that, I'd definitely be pissed off. Like I said, I'm just thankful that I didn't drive the 60 fucking miles away to see the one night screening, because I would have been pissed off. I remember going and seeing the one night screening of Jeepers Creepers 3, which was about a 10-minute drive from me, and I felt raped after I walked out of that theater, and I didn't even have to drive that far. So let alone to have to spend an hour in the car and be pissed off, it's like, goddamn, I'm glad I didn't do that. Plus whatever it is, the ridiculous amount that they want to charge you for the one night screening. So I'm glad I didn't buy the DVD of this or anything else. I mean, thank God for a Fire Stick. I mean, other than that, I would have been pissed off that I even bought the DVD.
I believe that you're also absolutely right in the aspect that Rob Zombie is one strike away from being done. I think that because I know that Ben and Jesse like this movie, but you know, I've talked about this flick with a lot of people at conventions and through messaging, and the general consensus seems to be dislike. From what I've gathered, maybe I'm wrong, but from what I've gathered, it seems as if, you know, the general consensus is that this is a garbage movie, and it does have its followers. But I like you said, I believe that Rob is one bad movie away from being like finito.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that Three from Hell is going to be the make or break him. And that just depends on if he does another movie after that, which I'm going to assume that since he's not 90 years old, that he probably will do another movie or two. But he really has to be careful with the next Rejects movie, because everybody fucking loves Devil's Rejects. If you fuck this one up, you definitely will be done. Now, if he does a good job with that, people will probably forgive him for 31. And then we'll see what he comes up with next. But I think that the masses, I would just have to probably throw out there, because I've had conversations with a lot of people too, and I see more on the nay side than I do on the yay side. But I still kind of have to throw that back to what I said about kind of being 50-50 with his movies. And I think it just depends on how you feel about his Halloween films, whether you're 50-50 or not. So, I mean, we'll just have to see what he does from here on out. But like I said, there's a lot of reasons that I dislike this movie, but not some of it, but really you have to blame him. I mean, he is the director. This is his film. So he would have the ultimate say is what's going to hit the cutting floor and what's not. So I can't even fathom why he watched this movie in playback or the finished product or whatever and was okay with it. Now, granted, if you watch Lords of Salem or for some Halloween 1 and 2 for whatever reason, it's just a matter of opinion. But I just can't really see anyone thoroughly enjoying this movie. And there's just too much left on the table. That's the easiest way that I can explain it. Because to me, the idea just screams potential. So I'll let the yay squad weigh in on that. Ben.
It's crazy. I really don't understand all the hate for this film. I mean, I think everybody went into it expecting another Rejects. I think that's why. I think if this was Rob Zombie's first film, we would all be sitting here saying how great it was. You know, like you said, you know, you're either 50-50 or love it or hate it with his Halloweens. I actually like the first one. We won't even talk about the second one. And, you know, he tried something different with Lords of Salem and way different there. And that didn't work. I don't think that worked. So he came back, I feel like, full force with 31. It is crazy. The camera work is all over. It's an adrenaline rush, you know, you're there. I know it had a lot of cuts. I know it had it was an NC-17, I think like twice when they put it up against the ratings board. So I don't know if, you know, that affects where, you know, some of the gore and some of the editing overall, but I just don't understand it. I mean, rewatch it maybe. I definitely think it deserves another chance.
Well, I've watched it more than once, and that's the problem, is now I've wasted, 6 hours of my life? I mean, I should have just watched it the one time. I've tried to give the movie a chance, and it just doesn't work for me. Now, I'm not knocking anybody for enjoying the film because, frankly, to each their own, and we're all allowed our opinions and thoughts, and I have no problem with that. And somebody will probably message us and say that we're wrong or whatever, but whatever, that's fine. I don't give a shit. My opinion is what it is. And like I said, I have given it more than one shot. And it's just, I don't think that if this was his first film, I'm glad that you brought that up, saying if this was his first film that more people would probably like it. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. And yeah, in House of a Thousand Corpses, for example, I'm not a huge fan of that movie, frankly, because I don't dislike it by any means, but I'm not really a big fan of that grindhouse shit, that style. But I fucking love Devil's Rejects. So it's not necessarily, if it was his first movie, I don't think my thought process would be any different.
And, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, shoot.
So Ben just brought up a really good point. This was... Let's pull up something that we've already talked about. This was crowdfunded, correct? We all know that this is a fact.
Right.
Now, as Ben said, this was originally rated NC-17. We can all agree that Rob claims that this was made for the fans, right? If it's crowdfunded, it's for the fans. Fuck the naysayers, right?
Yep.
Therefore, it shouldn't be about making money. For Rob, the image that he was projecting was, this isn't about making money. This is for his fans, correct?
I mean, so one could assume.
If it was originally rated NC-17, and that's the cut that you made for the fucking fans, then why does it matter whether or not it was rated R? Because if you're making it for the fans, it doesn't matter how many asses are in the seats. You're not. It's not so you can make money. You're making this movie for the fans.
Well, and so on top of that, though, but hang on, though, before you finish that, you have to take this into consideration, too, is I like where your idea is. But also, as far as you saying making it for the fans, this film did not get a wide theatrical release. So that on top of, yeah, there was the special one night screening, and then it was played in some select theaters after that. So depending on where you live at and whether you're in a metro area or whatnot, you might not have even been able to see that in your local theater, even with the limited release. So take that into consideration on top of being in quotes for the fans, right?
Exactly. And you shouldn't be concerned with if it's not about money, because you haven't put your financial ass on the line. You should give them the cut that you wanted to give them if it's not about money.
True.
And that's just how I feel. I'm sorry to break away there for a minute, but that thought hit me when Ben said it was originally NC-17, and then they had to cut it back to make it an R. Usually, yeah, when somebody does that, it's strictly for money reasons, because they want to put asses in seats. And yeah, an NC-17 is a death. I mean, it's terminal death to any movie financially.
Absolutely. And thinking about that, were Ben or Jesse, were either of you contributors to the crowdfunding?
No, I wasn't, but I do know somebody that was. I know they donated like $1,000, and they actually, one of the rewards for donating was like free Rob Zombie tickets to any of his shows for like life, I guess.
Yeah, no thanks. Maybe back in the late 90s, okay, but not now. But yeah, Jesse, were you a crowdfunder?
I was, and so it's a very crazy situation how everything works. Because when you crowdfund, you got newsletters, like, you're supposed to expect one newsletter a month. I was getting a newsletter a week. Sometimes I would get multiples in a week with all the new updates. There was a part in there where if you contributed at least 50, I'll say that I at least contributed 50. I really don't want to say how much I contributed, but you actually got some degree of input into the film as well. That was a built-in to a certain perk on down the road if you'd subscribe by a certain time. So there were a lot of elements in the movie that was largely selected by a lot of the fans, which is a lot of why he said this was made for the fans. We had a lot of inputs. It was largely decided to not do NC-17 to make it more mass appealable and available. There's a lot of weird rules with Kickstarter. There's a lot of weird rules with some of their distribution agents. So they had to knock it down to R. The biggest reason he did it this way, and I was irritated at first as a filmmaker that's always struggling with crowdfunding, is that, you know, you got this guy that doesn't need the fucking money to crowdfund. Well, it turned out to be basically this giant PR move because of what we talked about earlier, which was the course of his career. You know, he started out pretty well. He was doing there for a while. Halloween happened. The first one, people were still okay. Two happened, and that's where the Rob Zombie career thing split, where you've got all these people that hate and like two. And he's been trying to rebound some of that. You know, Lords of Salem, we talked about, he went the opposite way. It wasn't great. Then with 31, it was supposed to be this thing where, you know, all these people who loved him before could come back. They could donate. They could be a part of this new movement. And it was supposed to start with this movie and go into him crowdfunding other movies like this in very similar fashion. Unfortunately, he got so much feedback, and the 31 crowdfunding didn't go as well as he wanted, so he's kind of cut back on that. But we mentioned about, you know, where what he has to do with the New Devil's Rejects to stay in the business. Well, I agree and disagree on that. I agree because as far as his original work goes, it's going to kind of set the tone for anything he does before now and make a lot of us decide whether we're going to get off the Rob Zombie bandwagon forever. But there are some key remakes that he's talking about. It's been back and forth with that could also rekindle. You've got the Blob remake, which he's still in and out on. You've got the Bride of Frankenstein remake he's in and out on. So there's a lot to focus on other than just the New Devil's Rejects. Also, as far as having, if this was his first movie, would more people like it? I have to agree with Ben and say yes. The reason why is because look at Devil's Rejects. A lot of people dislike that too. But people saw it and they were excited because it was Rob fucking Zombie. Everybody loved White Zombie. A lot of people liked what Rob Zombie is himself started doing. And that was such a big build that no matter what his first movie was going to be, people were going to see it. And I think more people were going to like it for nostalgia. Again, how did it have been the first movie?
Well, I guess I disagree a little bit there because I don't necessarily like or dislike a movie based on who brought us the film. Like I said, use Jeepers Creepers for an example. Yeah, there was a lot of backlash with him and all that nonsense. I told myself I love the Creepers franchise. I'm fucking watching it. I don't care. Tar and feather me in the town square if you want to. I'm fucking watching the goddamn movie. I don't give a shit. So, and it, of course, it fucking sucked and fucking terrible movie. So, but not because of who made it. It just, I mean, it's not, I don't think it sucked because of him. Like I said, I love the other two, but that movie was fucking just bullshit. So did I like Zombie's music 20 years ago? Yeah, it was all right. I wasn't a super fan by any means, but yeah, I listened to some of his shit. But in reality, he probably fucking should have focused more on his music because he really hasn't been hitting home runs with all of his films. The Halloween shit, yeah. And we're going to focus on that solely later on down the road. But yeah, that's kind of a matter of opinion, whether that worked for you or whether it didn't. Now with Devil's Rejects, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that they dislike Devil's Rejects. If there's somebody out there that dislikes that film, I definitely would be interested in wanting to know why, because that was a fucking home run, plain and simple. Now, the rest of his films, matter of opinion, outside of obviously 31, which I get the aspect of trying to recover from the deficits that he created before. But at some point, you just can't dig yourself out of the hole. You're going to have your fans. And just like Ben, maybe Ben is the co-president of the Rob Zombie fucking fan club, too. Maybe he's him and Kane Hodder have a fucking joint account or something. I don't know. But some people that are just super fans, they're going to like pretty much whatever he does. And it wouldn't have mattered if Eli Roth would have did this movie. I know I mentioned that earlier, but there's a number of other directors. I mean, there's a handful that could have definitely made, in my opinion, they could have made a kick-ass movie. And I would love to see the same premise just done by somebody else. But like I said, I mean, I see what you guys are saying, but there's going to come a point where even his mega fans are going to be like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm done with his movies. I don't know. What do you think, Kent?
I agree 100%. Much like you, I adore The Devil's Rejects, but I, unfortunately, Every time he releases another movie, I lean more and more towards maybe The Devil's Rejects was a complete and utter accident on his part. He just fell upwards on that.
Well, he had the right cast, and everything was there for that movie. Now, think about this, though. Now I'm not going to get into RZ's Halloween because I'm 50-50 in there. There's things that I love about 2007. There's a few things that I dislike, but I do actually like the first one. The second one, we can talk about that one later. But he has more, I guess, deemed foul balls or strikeouts, if you want to call them that. The Rejects, he might be sort of a one-hit wonder, if that makes any sense. There's a ton of them out there. From every decade, there's one-hit wonders out there. So maybe Rob Zombie is kind of sort of a one-hit wonder. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I agree 100%. Because, you know, like The House of 1,000 Corpses, I feel very meh about it. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It's just... It was good enough for me to watch The Devil's Rejects. And unfortunately, man, after The Devil's Rejects, I've hated every single thing he's done after The Devil's Rejects. But The Lords of Salem, by far more than anything else. But gotcha. Yeah, man, I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah, it is what it is of opinion. Like I said, his music back in the day, yep, great. And then I'm not a huge, huge fan of The House of 1,000 Corpses. Like I said, I fucking love Devil's Rejects, one of my favorite movies. And the cast, once again, the cast was great. I mean, he's hitting all the right chords when he does a movie. He's just not hitting the production quality chords. Like I said, Lords of Salem, totally different monster there. But this movie, if you're trying to rebound, you definitely... didn't get the rebound on that, as far as I'm concerned. I know he has his fans out there, and I have no problem with supporting your people, but goddamn it, just watch the movie objectively and just think of the potential value that could have been there. I mean, just the writing in general, there was a ton of ways that they could have went with that. So as far as the yay and the nay, now I've said this a bunch of times, kind of 50-50 with Rob Zombie's shit. And here we are again tonight, pretty much 50-50 split again. So, yeah, I mean, overall thoughts, now that we've kind of hashed out the big picture, obviously I am on the nay side. I'm not saying don't watch it. I would strongly suggest watch anything you want. That's the great thing about movies, is you're only out an hour and a half of your life if you dislike it. With this movie, I could see some people maybe not even watching all of it. But with the cast that's involved, it might be one that you stick around for, because definitely towards the end of this one, I'm glad that I stuck around a little bit, because once again, Richard fucking Brake, the guy's just amazing, just such a talented actor, and I hope I get to meet him one day, and hopefully very soon, so we'll see on that. But for me, it just didn't work. And obviously, final thoughts, Kent, obviously you're on my side, but just final thoughts. I mean, would you tell somebody don't waste your fucking time with this, or would you say just watch it and make your own opinion?
If I had to break this movie down for somebody in like 3 seconds so that they could get an idea of what they're going into, it's disconnected, unrelated, horror, and I use that word loosely, that makes no sense. It's like he tried to stitch together a bunch of different genres and bullshit, Nazis and drag queens and then midgets, and just, it's all just so stupid. That's how I feel about this movie. That's probably my biggest issue with it, is that it's just all so silly, and
yeah,
it just doesn't make any sense. Was literally, when the drag queen comes out, and I don't, dude, if you want to fucking wear panties and go for it, I'm all, you do what makes you happy, man. But it just doesn't make any sense in this movie. It made no sense. It just, but yeah, that's how I feel about it. And you know, I was a fan of Rob Zombie's music, a big fan. So it kind of hurts me to feel this way about it. Like, he's the reason I love Twisted Metal 3 so much. Probably one of my favorite games ever, was the soundtrack to that game. But, yeah, you know, in closing, for me, it's just a poorly done, thrown together, jumbled pile of horse shit.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. That's the easiest way to describe it. Like I said, I wouldn't discourage somebody from watching it because obviously Craig and Day-Day here, they enjoy it. They're on the A squad. So there's definitely going to be a bunch of other people out there that might enjoy the movie too. But I'm right there with you. To me, it was just a bunch of just unnecessary fucking silliness. And it just didn't work for me. So, but that's just my opinion. That's just your opinion. I respect everybody's thoughts on it. And yeah. So Ben, final thoughts.
Well, I would definitely say to check out the film and just kind of judge for yourself. I mean, every director has made some turds. I mean, you know, even Craven and Carpenter, you know, they have some questionable films. So just judge it for yourself. I think there's a lot of memorable moments. I think visually it's awesome. I love the strobe light scene. You know, if you are a fan of Rob Zombie, you kind of know what you're getting going into it. Is it his best work? No, but I do think that it does deliver. I think, and I mean, I feel bad for you guys that you didn't think that he delivered for the fans, but I think he kind of did on this one. So overall, yay, definitely check it out. I think it's worth a viewing, maybe two or three viewings to kind of understand a little bit more what's going on. The story is, you know, a little jumbled, but again, that's Zombie. I feel like the story is jumbled, the visuals, the camera work, it's just, it's chaos. And that's what Zombie does best. So definitely a yay.
Well, yeah, he does chaos well, but usually it's more controlled. And in this film, I feel like it was just lacking direction in every aspect. Look at the Halloween films. When there's chaos with Michael Myers, it's very controlled, but it's there. You're like, oh, shit. And then, and in Rejects, too. And in this film, it's just very loose, and I think it was just a poor vision as far as that goes. But like you said, watch it two, three times. Yeah, I watched it three times just because I'm like, the first time I watched it, I'm like, what the fuck just happened? And then I thought, well, you know, okay, I'll wait a little bit, then I'll watch it again later. And then I don't even think I finished it the third time, actually. I think I was so disgusted with it by that time. I was like, fuck this fucking garbage. I'm not even going to waste my time watching the rest of it. But like I said, that's, I still love the cast behind it. I still love the plot ideas. I'd like to just see it reimagined by somebody else. So, Jesse, final thoughts.
I definitely have to say that you should see this movie. Again, if I had to leave you some words to why you should, interesting concept, interesting take on Running Man and slashers. If you're into those two movies specifically, then you need to watch this movie. Just for the similarities, just for the concept. These are the only three movies that I know of that have been made that have this concept. So, I mean, for me, it being an older concept, it still holds up pretty well. It's a lot of fun to watch. I have more fun watching it with a group of friends than I do just sitting alone on my couch. Just because, I don't know, it seems like the kind of movie that's good. If you've had a few drinks, you're just kind of chilling out. I definitely not Rob Zombie's best movie, but not his worst movie. I just think no matter what, you should check this movie out.
Yeah, I mean, if you're sitting around with a group of friends and you're having drinks or partying or doing whatever you're going to do, yeah, that would be the way to watch it, because then you're going to not really be paying attention to all the dumb, silly shit. Right, Kent?
That's absolutely right. I unfortunately had to watch it by myself both times, so I didn't have that advantage.
Yeah, I mean, at least if you're bullshitting and partying or whatever, you're pretty much gonna overlook all the fucking bullshit behind it. So then you might be like, oh yeah, this movie's not that bad. But you know what? To each their own. 50-50 split as far as yay and nay. So even with that, like I said, I would still encourage people to watch it. And sounds like that is everybody concurs with that. So 50-50 yay and nay. Check it out if you haven't already seen it. Form your own opinion. But that wraps up another episode of Death Curse Radio. So please rate and review wherever the hell you listen to the show at. And check us out on Facebook at Death Curse Radio or our website, deathcurseradio.com. This episode was brought to you by 31. Until next time.
Evil lurks in the mind of a madman.
This is the end, friends.
suffering will be legendary, even in hell. From the prime time, yes.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Candyman.
Because I've seen enough horror movies to know any weirdo wearing a mask is never friendly.
That is what
I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Some things have strange idea entertainment.